Thank you for calling Loretano Sign Group. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. There is no operator available after hours. To access the company directory, press pound. To order nameplates, press 2. To place a service call, press 3. To access the shop area, press 4.
Using the keys on your telephone, please spell the first name of the person, then press pound. For the letter Q, press 7. For the letter Z, press 9. To exit the directory, press star. Using the keys on your telephone, please spell the first name of the person, then press pound.
Pat Byrne.
If this is correct, press pound. For the previous name in the directory, press 1.
Pat Byrne speaking.
Hey, Pat. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Great, Ruben. How are you?
Good. Long time no speak. Peter asked me to underwrite this additional approval for you. Do you want to get the owner on the phone, or do you want to handle it? What's
best hang on one second. I'm going to get Sue Ann Ledoux, and she is going to couple up with the owner or maybe with the production manager to talk with you about what we're doing.
Sure.
Hang on one second. Ruben, hang on one second.
Sure.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Yaron. And I have Sue Ann over here with me as well.
And
she said you have questions about the break.
Yeah, you're wrong. My name is Ruben. I'm in underwriting. Have we spoken previously?
I don't think that you have.
Yeah. I just had general questions about the equipment and kind of the order of operations. So the equipment that we're looking at right here, there's three. There's a break. There's something from Pexto. And then there's also something from Bailey, but right now, the immediate purchase is the brake. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We might switch the order a little bit, but for now, yes, that is the order.
Okay. And so they're not all done at the same time. They're kind of done. Right now, the one that is getting placed is the brake, correct, from RW?
What I had said to Peter, when he and I kind of talked and exchanged emails and I sent over the documents, I said, you know, I kind of would defer it to you guys, which would be the best for us, you know, financing-wise, if we break it up in three or we put them all in one. I mean, ideally, we are thinking we'd like to take all three within this year.
Okay, within the year. But yep. I'm saying, are you buying all three right now, or are you buying them in different time frames?
Well, we can space the purchasing. We don't need to purchase them all at the same time.
Okay.
The order of the purchase, you know, will reflect our most urgent needs. That's why I said we might, believe it or not, purchase the cheapest piece of machinery first and then the brake. But for now, we're sticking with the brake, then the shear, and then the iron worker.
Okay. Cool. So just so everyone can hear me, in terms of underwriting these files, there's a few different ways to look at them. Typically, we're unique in that we will underwrite financing and lease agreements up to $150,000 with just an application and 3 months bank statements, which is what we've done here. You know, if you got an approval for you for the break, although we can explore a few different options, really whatever's easiest for you. Now the break is 133, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, and there might be a $2,000 in there. It might go to 135, but it's in that range.
Okay. 1 second. Do you want to do this over 5 years like last time, Sue Ann, or are you trying to do this over a shorter time frame?
I mean, we can put it over five. I can look at what the payments would be, what it would be different to do a short.
Okay.
To kind of make that decision when you guys came back.
Yeah, absolutely. So the file's approved. We're doing it on our application-only program, which, like I said, we don't really need any financial information. The only real stipulation here is we want to basically see that we're not really too familiar with this equipment, so we'll just do a comp on this equipment to make sure that the note I have from the credit officer is that they just want to make sure we get like another quote to verify the value of the equipment, just to make sure it's worth this amount of funding.
That I can send you.
Oh, you have another quote?
Yeah, another quote. Different manufacturer, just about the same price. He's German and these guys are American, and I'd like to buy American.
Okay, so give me 1 second here, please.
I can do that. I have another quote with me right now.
Bear with me.
I mean, you're more than welcome to search it.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing problematic. It's just a general stipulation on the file.
Yeah.
So give me 1 second.
Yeah, the only difference is that in the second one that I'm going to send you, the prices are broken down a little differently, but the accumulation or the total will be about the same.
Gotcha. Okay. And so, and Sue, let me ask you just one quick question, because you might actually get a better deal grouping everything together, and I want to kind of get you guys the best possible approval. It might be better for you to group everything over. It might save you money. Most of the customers we work with want to make things very, very hands-off, but there are several customers we work with that say, hey, look, we're fine providing tax returns and showing that, you know, our business is healthy. Are you comfortable providing tax returns or no?
Yeah, we could.
Okay. Would it be possible? Here's what I'd like to do. I have an approval for you. The payments are going to be around, just, you know, if I do this on an application only basis and we assume the 133 without any type of financial disclosure, we're looking at.
And you guys are financing it the same way that you did for the letter bending machine that we just crossed through, correct?
By the same way, do you mean just an equipment finance agreement, fixed payment program?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you did. Let's just take a look at this. Give me 1 second. Yeah, it'd be really similar. So I'm just going to assume, I don't know if we go above 100,000, if we can do one payment down, we might be able to. I'm going to check. But if we assume it's just one payment down, if we assume two payments due at signing and 58 remaining payments, you're looking at a monthly payment of $2,821.21, and that's for financing the full amount.
Okay.
However, I'm sorry?
Of just the
break.
Correct.
Just 33.
Yeah,
it's very similar to your cost of funding on your, it's literally within a hair, so it's 60, 70 bucks it looks like, on versus your letter bending machine. However, if we can get tax returns, that might even get you a cheaper cost of funding, and it can only help you, can't hurt you. If it's possible, if you could send me over the 15 and 14 returns for the business, do you also have access to the personal returns or just the business?
I can get the personal returns if you guys needed them, like Mike's personal returns.
But yeah, if you have it, and the reason I'm asking is this. Most of our files, that's why we didn't ask for them, up to 100 grand. And we can do this, what's called app only, like I said, which we're not asking for the information, but I might be able to save you I'm not going to save you $300 a month on a payment, but I can maybe save you between $40 to $60. And if I can save that for you, you know, over 5 years, you're looking at, you know, $2,000 plus. It might be worth your time. But if you wanted to just proceed, you know, hey, we just want to pull the trigger now on this break, I could get you documents by tomorrow with those payments.
Yeah, if you can kind of like summarize everything, all those numbers, and just, you know, shoot me that quick email, I can talk the owner and then our president and throw it past them and see what they'd like to do.
Yeah, Pete.
The only comment I would have about this is that you probably should consider 150 and not 133.
Okay, what would the 150 be for? Is that additional cost?
No, the 150 will be the brake and the iron worker, which is 1,000.
Okay.
But if it's if it complicates things, then just do the brake.
Well, I think kind of the way that I would suggest is what I would probably suggest is it all comes down to your guys' comfort zone. I know with our credit officers, once you go above like 130 to 150, it's just they're going to ask for financials regardless. So times doing it for a lesser amount is a much easier process. But Pete actually just stepped out, I believe. I'll be circling him back with him in about 45 minutes. So I'll have him shoot you everything so you have it for your records, and then let us know your thoughts, and we can make it happen.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for your time, and any other questions I can answer right now?
Do you want us to email you off that comparable quote?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because I have a comparable quote for two pieces of equipment, the two expensive ones.
Okay.
Second quote for the.
It's for the iron. It's for the brake. I've worked with customers who have bought from Bailey multiple times, so I actually know who they are.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I know who they are.
And you haven't worked with anybody that bought Roper and Whitney?
I just know Bailey off the top of my hand. We work with hundreds of vendors, so it's not like we don't work with them. I just can tell you for certainty, I have worked with vendors that I've worked with Bailey previously. I just did an order for another customer of mine.
That's fine. So this is the break. Okay. The only reason I'm saying it is because the iron worker, believe it or not, we're gonna get a lot of steel work in the next few months. It'll be more. Not more, but as important for us to get the iron worker as it is to get the brake. But certainly is much more money and.
Yeah, you got it. I think the reality is if you guys want to take this down and then come back to us and say, hey, now we want to take these down, that's fine. It's just really whatever's kind of in your comfort zone. If you want me to give you just my blunt opinion, is that okay?
Sure.
You guys pay your bills. We've got programs for customers that go from people that don't pay any bills down to customers that are $500 million year companies. If you gave me an idea of what Bank of Carter could do for you, I think that based on my experience working with similar profiles of credit and revenues, I think our equipment comfort zone would go up to about $1 million. So that means you could come to us for up to about $1 million of equipment that you want to purchase, both vehicles and equipment. That would probably be our comfort zone.
Okay.
Which makes sense because our comfort zone is usually around 10 to 15% of yearly revenues, which...
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Yep, that makes sense.
Cool. All right, I will have Pete shoot you an email. If you don't get in like 45 minutes, give me a holler.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.